And joining us on the phone right now, by the way, is Chris Duke from Motorz TV, MOTORZ.TV, if you want to find it. And, guys, SEMA is 1 month away from today. It'll start one month from today. Today is October 4th. And
where we'll be also.
Yeah, we're going to be doing live to tape because it's during the week and our show is on the weekend. But we're going to be capturing all the sights and sounds. Yeah. And I think, Chris, how you doing? Are you going to give us a little insight to what you're dealing with? Because you've got a SEMA vehicle that you've been building.
Yeah, well, right now it's SEMA crunch time, which everybody knows is a good month, maybe a little bit longer out from the SEMA show, which starts November 4th. Goes to the 7th, and so that's exactly 1 month out from now. And, you know, it's funny because every year after the SEMA show is over, we've done our builds. You know, you guys are exhibitors and you attend. There's so much work involved, and you know, it's all over. And you think you've got a whole year left, and then October comes up again, and it's just crunch time. So that's what I'm feeling right now. I know you guys are too. And, you know, we've got 1 month left, and it's, you know, for us, it's building up the project vehicle and taking it. We've got our 2014, Jeep Wrangler, and, you know, if it's anything like last year, it's kind of going in that same route where we know those days that are coming right up to the last few days before we take off for Vegas, we're going to still have that thing ripped apart and you know, up in the air and doing stuff to it. So, but yeah, we've got SEMA coming up. And so I want to talk about that a little bit, some of the things that they've got going on this year.
All right, let me take a little break here. By the way, you can find his television show all over the place. It's on in over 100 million homes. It's called Motorz TV, MOTORZ. You will shortly start to see me on there doing some test drive reviews. And maybe we'll try and wrangle Carl Brower and BJ and Dick to do some stuff at some of these fun events with us. U2 America, which is TWC and Comcast, the Family Channel, cable and broadcast, Tuff TV, cable and broadcast, the Auto Channel, cable, Untamed Sports TV, cable and broadcast, the Rural Channel in Canada there, all over the place, but easiest of all is to find out where you can find Motorz TV at motorz.tv. This is The Drive. We'll be right back with more. SEMA, by the way, you're wondering, what the hell are they talking about? The Specialty Equipment Market Association trade show. The biggest car show, I think, in the world. We'll be right back. Well, if you like this song, that's great. It wasn't my favorite choice.
Like
Carl, I played it off of Carl's phone.
No, that's not me.
No, it just is a weird way to start this segment.
It's a new one on me.
He's talking about running to the SEMA show. That's what they're talking
there
about.
There you go. There you go.
Running.
Boy, welcome back. It is The Drive. Chris Duke is on the line. Motorz TV. By the way, all 80 episodes of his television show available on YouTube, of course. That is the best way and the easiest way to find it. Motorz.TV. If you like cars and you like doing aftermarket products and jacking your truck up or lowering your Mustang or supercharging your whatever, or rebuilding a small block Chevy, if you go Google rebuild small block Chevy, you'll see that 2.5 million people have watched Chris Duke rebuild an engine in a little series of videos he made for that. Chris Duke, SEMA, how long have you been working on this particular Jeep? Because I saw it, and it is awesome, brother.
Yeah, we've been working on this since, kind of the beginning of the year. I don't remember exactly when we got the thing, but I know my producer, Brian, sold his Ford SVT Lightning to get it just so we could have this new project vehicle to build up this year. So we're really excited to show it off. And you know, one of the things you just mentioned, superchargers, you know, we've done two Mustangs with the ProCharger, and now we're doing a ProCharger supercharger install on this 2014 Jeep. So that's going to be a full episode. So if anybody ever wants to know how to put one of those things in, we're going to show the step-by-step. And so we're excited to do that through our third vehicle, supercharged on Motorz. SEMA's coming up. You said before the break, you think it's the largest car show in the world. I think it is. At least it's the biggest trade show that's every year in Vegas. They pick up the whole thing, don't they?
The whole thing and then some, yeah. But it's the biggest car show because I think, you know, for cars on display, there's like something to the effect of 1,400 or And they're all, I mean, the custom, most best, coolest thing on the planet Earth.
Well, plus it's the, like, square footage of the place, you know, when you add up all the different halls, I don't think another show can hold a candle to it.
Yeah. Well, and as far as the facility goes, I don't know that there's a better facility on Earth than the Las Vegas Convention Center with all their infrastructure they have now. And it's a pretty awesome place. And then this year they've got something going on Friday after SEMA. And
yeah,
they've really continued to ramp it up. What do you know about that, Chris?
It's called SEMA Ignited. And, you know, one of the things about this trade show is it is closed to the general public. So, you know, that's kind of unfortunate. If you just want to go in, you want to see some of these celebrities that are going to be there and all the manufacturers, you know, Chip Foose is going to be there. Cort Coker, you know, there's all these guys like Richard Rawlings, you know him from Gas Monkey Garage, and Barry McGuire, you know that guy. So there's going to be all these celebrities that are going to be there at the booths. But if you can't get inside the convention center, there's something going on Friday night. It's all new. Now, during the day, all 4 days of the trade show, you can walk around outside, and you can actually spend probably a full day just looking at all the vehicles that are outside the convention center because there are so many. But now, at Friday night, after the show has ended, there's this thing called, well, this has been going on for the last couple of years, called the SEMA Cruise. And so all these vehicles just kind of head on out and go back to their hotels, or they head straight home. Now there's a place for them to congregate at the end. So Friday night from, I think, 4 o'clock on, down at the Link, Link Promenade is where everything is. It's like the show after the show, I guess. And so they're going to have a whole bunch of stuff there, you know, where the Link is. It's that where they got the big high roller thing that goes way up in the sky, like 550 feet, which I've been on. It's really cool. But everything is going to be down there at the Link Promenade. There's a bunch of shops and everything else, and I guess all these vehicles are going to end up down there. So it's going to be another exciting component of the week-long SEMA show.
Well, I can tell you that we're going to be doing some massive coverage there. And, Chris, I know you're going to be there as well, taping some stuff for your television show, Motors.TV. You can find that there. It's the easiest place. We'll be doing this show, and I know that Street Rod and Custom Radio will be there. Popular Science Radio will be there. So we'll have a lot of stuff going on. Carl, I invite you. I know you'll be there.
That sounds like a fun SEMA after party is what he's describing. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Exactly.
And, you know, most people take off on Friday, so I think they're trying to get people to stick around a little bit
That's right. BG, are you going?
Probably not.
Why? What's up?
Well, let's say I've done my
You've done your SEMA duty. Yeah. I will never miss SEMA. It's like it is the candy store. You know, of
I've gone plenty of times, but it doesn't work into the schedule.
Scott, are you wanting to go with me, Scott?
He'd go
with you. He's kind of shaking his head. He's sitting there. All right. Hang tight, Chris. We're going to take another little break here.
All right.
I'm Alan Taylor. You're listening to The Drive. And don't forget, you can watch Motors TV on so many different cable channels, Time Warner Cable, all the rest. But find it on the web. 80 episodes, motors.tv, MORTORZ.TV. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be right back.
Out on the highway, looking for adventure. Good morning.